Thanks for tuning in for a new episode of Deep Blue, and this is Practice Chats with producer Cleon Wall, where we take some time after practice to get to know some of the Cougars of BYU. Today, it's with football wide receiver JoJo Phillips. JoJo, thanks for joining me.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Josiah is your given name, is that right?
Yes, it is. That's my government name, Josiah. That's what's on my birth certificate, but everybody calls me JoJo. Like, to the world, I'm JoJo, but to my mom, my aunties and grandmas, I'm Josiah.
Okay, so if you get in trouble, they're saying Josiah. They're not saying
Josiah. My mom says my full name, Josiah Lee Phillips, all that, if I'm getting in trouble.
Okay, what inspired your parents to call you Josiah?
Actually, my uncle Kenny, he named me, but because my brother, like both my brothers and my dad, their names are Robert. So my mom didn't want another Robert. So my uncle Kenny came in with the name Josiah, and they just stuck with it.
And then how did you get JoJo?
I don't even know, honestly. I should ask them. I'm actually going today and ask them how they come up with JoJo, actually.
Okay, I need you to report back to me, and maybe I can add this at the end of the podcast and just say, hey, this is why he's named Josiah. Okay, how did it feel to go from playing three games your freshman year to playing all games last year, starting two games last year, catching two touchdown passes? Kind of give us the idea of what it's like going from not playing that much to, wow, I'm actually getting a lot of playing time.
Yes. I just felt like the three games the year before kind of helped me get my feet wet and just feel like the flow of the game and just like how it's going to be out there. So coming into this year, after my first game, had a touchdown, got my feet wet and everything, I felt like great and just felt ready for the season. So I just felt like going in there, just another football game, really. Like, I feel like at all levels, football is the same, just people are smarter and everything.
Wait. You said just another football game that first game, but you caught a 57-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm a guy, I don't really, like, get super excited over things. I like to say, like, level-headed, but, like, you always see me, like, turned up and, like, talking and stuff, but, like, I try and stay level-headed and take every game, like, the same. I never try and get too hyped or take, like, or put so much pressure on myself because every football game is the same, really, I feel.
What is your role now in this wide receivers room?
Basically, I'm just looking to lead this year, help the young guys, the guys that was in my positions, that they're in now, just helping them, bringing them up and helping them with the playbook, just getting them right. Cause like, I feel like I'm not like perfect on like the ropes in college football and everything, but I feel like I'm like getting there and everything. So I feel like I could still help them come up and everything. So really just a leadership role.
What are you doing to kind of help them out with that?
Just bringing energy every day, talking to them, just letting them know like everything is good, like if you mess up and stuff, and just helping them like on different route run, different technique stuff and everything that like maybe like they're still doing in high school. Because I know when I got here, I was doing a lot of stuff that like I was still doing in high school and like different movements, because it's just a part of the game, but they're going to get right for sure.
Who helped you out with that when you got here?
Darius Lassiter, Keelan Marion, Chase, and then just like Coach Ray and stuff.
Those are good guys.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you played basketball and football at Sierra Canyon High School. Okay, how many people, it's probably more in the media than anywhere else, but how many people come and say, hey, do you know LeBron James? Do you know Bronny James? Does that happen quite a bit?
It happens a lot, like all the time. Like I just start joking with people and start saying like no, like I don't know who they are. I've never seen them before. But yeah, I get asked the question a lot once people find out that I went to Sierra Canyon and stuff. So
what is your relationship like with them?
We're pretty cool. Like I wouldn't say like we're like best of friends, but like if we see each other, like we know who each other are and everything, and we're like cool like that. So
they didn't leave tickets for you when the Lakers came into town to play the Utah Jazz?
Nah, I just kind of like went there, but I made sure to contact him and get in touch with him and everything so I could see him and stuff.
Did you step away from football to concentrate on basketball? Did you do that?
Yes, I did. So I played football freshman and sophomore year, and then my junior year I took a year off and just played basketball. And then my basketball season didn't really go how I planned on going. So my senior year came back to football because I knew I had more opportunities there and everything. So because I feel like I know football like the back of my hand compared to basketball.
Was it hard getting back into it? Going from like I'm playing 2 years in a row, now I'm taking a year off, or was it almost like refreshing? Like, hey, I got a year off and now I'm fresh for a senior year.
No, it was kind of refreshing. Like some of the movements, like some of my releases and just like tracking the ball and stuff was kind of like I had to get back into it. But like I felt like for the most part, everything was good because I feel like the movements from basketball translate over to football a lot.
Okay, this is actually the most important question that we need to ask you. What was your initial reaction after you got held on fourth down against Utah?
Honestly, I didn't even know the play. I'm like, okay, so it's two things. Like, I honestly didn't know I didn't know they called it on me. Like, I just thought, like, my reaction was like, dang. Like, dang, we got our first loss. I was like kind of like down. And then when I was walking back, I seen they called the flag. And I was like, oh. Like, I was just like surprised because I didn't even know like the flag was on me or anything. So,
you know, you're gonna fuel the fire with Utah fans now. Thanks a lot. Good job.
No, I know it's been like that ever since the game, and I was doing the U down and everything. So yeah, they kind of have a bone to pick with me.
On BYUCougars.com, on your bio, it says that you love building Legos and that you love cars. What's your favorite Lego that you built?
A favorite one.
The favorite build that you have, or do you have one like your own creation?
No, I don't really do my own creation. I feel like, but I'll say maybe the Batmobile. I built the Batmobile, and I'll say the Batmobile. Okay. Really, yeah.
How big is that one? Is that like one of the bigger ones, the UCS sets?
No, I have a smaller one. I haven't really gotten into like the huge ones yet because I feel like it's just gonna take a long time. My attention span isn't that long to just sit there and do a big Lego set. But I'm gonna get into a big one soon because I have a jazz quartet that I was supposed to build for my mom, but it's still at home. It's still not really built yet. So
sounds like you got a project this summer. Favorite car?
Favorite car? I said Audi Q8 RS.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm gonna get that car.
Okay. Oh, okay. So let's see. Soon. Okay. Okay.
I'm speaking into existence. I'm gonna get it soon.
Okay. Let's just say, whether it's here or let's say you make it to the NFL, you get that first big paycheck, and let's say I'm gonna go buy a car. Mm-hmm. Is it gonna be an Audi, or maybe you got something else, maybe a little fancier in mind? Why is it not a Honda Odyssey van? No, I'm just teasing with you.
First car, first check. It depends. If I have, like, a family, I go ahead and get a Tesla Model X. I want the one with the doors, where the doors are butterfly doors. Yeah. But if I don't have a family, then I'll probably get my mom and dad a car, or, like, my significant other.
JoJo Phillips, thanks for joining us here on Practice Chats.
Thank you for having me.
We are back on Practice Chats, and today we're speaking with wide receiver and punt returner extraordinaire Parker Kingston. How often do you relive that punt return against Kansas State in your mind? Like, is it daily, weekly? I mean, give us an idea of how many times you think about that.
I mean, I'm thinking about it all the time. It was such a special moment in Lavelle Edwards Stadium, right into the rock. I mean, I probably will never have a touchdown that crazy again. I mean, hopefully not that high up and down of emotions. But, yeah, I mean, I think about it quite a bit.
How much do you relive the aftermath? I mean, I would think you'd want to forget puking, but, I mean, it is kind of all part of the experience.
Yeah, no, it's funny. I mean, I have people coming up saying Puker Kingston and stuff, so it's funny. I mean, I've done that since Little League. Long run, I'm tired, I throw up, so it's funny.
So you have that one, you have the punt return against Colorado in the Alamo Bowl. In your mind, what makes a good punt return and what makes a good punt returner?
I would say a good punt return starts with all the hold up at the line of scrimmage. I mean, for every second that our team gets hold up, that's another 10 yards that I have on my return. And I would say just a good punt returner is just learning, like, just having that feel of the defenders and how the returns work in. And I mean, we practice that exact return hundreds of times this whole year, so it's just lined up perfectly. I had Trey, who blocked the gunner right when I needed him, and everything else opened up.
What's the best decision you made as a punt returner, and what's the worst decision you've made as a punt returner?
Ooh, the best decision. The best decision I made was to catch that one in Colorado. Sam was talking to their punter after, and he's like, I've never had any punt returner catch that punt because it's a different spinning punt. And Sam's like, I've been kicking that to him all year. But the worst decision I made,
Some could have said the Kansas State, but it turned out good.
I mean, it was the Kansas State, honestly. I had a terrible read on it, misjudged it, and tipped it off my hand, and the rest happened. Yeah.
You know, all I've talked about is punt returns here because I called you a punt returner extraordinaire. But, you know, you had 13 catches last year for 196 yards and a TD. You also had six rushes for 43 yards. Going into your junior season, where do you see yourself fitting into this wide receiver room and to this offense too?
Yeah, I feel myself definitely taking on a bigger role. I mean, filling that role of Darius being gone. And we have a deep room with Cody, Chase, me, Keelan, JoJo, and even Tay right now. He's stepping up big in spring ball. So we got a deep room. I feel myself stepping into that leadership role, that older role model to these younger guys. So
does that feel a little bit weird?
It feels super weird. I feel like I'm still young. I mean, I'm 20, but this is my going into my fourth season, and it's crazy.
You are now also a 60% career passer for BYU. All your completions, by the way, have gone for touchdowns, and you probably know that, and you can brag about that to your teammates. Why haven't you pushed to become the starting quarterback?
Jake's a good quarterback. So
diplomatic answer right there, folks.
Yeah, no, I mean, I should be 100% on all touchdowns, but I had a bad throw against Baylor that to Kibo, which I feel bad for, and then Tava, I love him, but he dropped the one in Colorado, which would have been a touchdown. But yeah.
Why is it that you have been so successful? Even though I know you just said, hey, I could have improved on these last two. Why is it that you have been successful? Because people have got to know, number one, they've seen you do it before. Yeah. So they know it could be coming. And number two, maybe if they've even done any scouting on you, they know you've been a quarterback in high school.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just the play calls and the setup to get to it. It's A-Rod scheming the perfect play against the perfect defense. And it's just making a throw. I mean, I've played quarterback my whole life, so it's nothing that I've never done before.
How do you pull it off so that it is successful? Meaning, the play call itself, how do you make sure that no one knows that it's coming? What's the key to that?
I think it just, we have a lot of plays that look similar and do a lot of similar things. And I mean, we practice it over and over every single day. So just reps, and when it happens. Like, it's when he calls it, I'm like, okay, here we go. There's a chance it's going to be a touchdown. So, yeah.
By this time, you're probably not nervous at all. When you had to throw that first pass, were you a little bit like, in a game, were you like, okay, let's see how this goes?
Yeah, no, I was freaking out against Arkansas when he called it, because I didn't expect it to get called that early in the game. And he goes, call it. I'm like, holy crap, here we go. And yeah, Dion was wide open. So, yeah.
On Instagram, I saw pictures of you skiing, playing golf. Is this all been happening recently? I mean, I hear skiing and I think football, and I'm thinking, hey, coaches let you guys do that?
I mean, I don't know if they let us, but they haven't said no. So, but I'm a big skier. I'm a big golfer. I haven't skied the past 2 years just because the snows came so late, but it was good to get up on the mountain again. But I mean, if we're not practicing or whatever during the summer, I'm golfing. So every day.
Favorite ski resort to go to?
I would say Powder Mountain. It's just powdery. There's so much powder up there. There's nobody that goes up there because they limit the tickets, and it's a nice resort.
Okay. What about golf course? Favorite golf course to golf?
Golf course. Has to be Black Desert. I've played it like 5 times, I think,
really?
Now. Yeah, and it's my favorite course ever.
Okay, why? I mean, I can imagine. I've never golfed down there. I'm more of a, I don't pay that much, and I'm a public links type of guy. But why is Black Desert so good?
I mean, the greens, the fairways, everything is just perfect. I mean, they played a tour event on there, so it's in pristine condition, and the views that are out there are awesome.
Okay, so that means that when your football career is over, you're heading to the PGA, right?
Yeah, no, when my football career is over, I've said I want to try and see what I can do on the golf tour.
Now, is it there, or I caught a picture of you and Chase Roberts sitting next to Conor McGregor at the BYU basketball game. So golf or MMA?
Oh, that's a hard one. Probably golf. I mean, I'm a big MMA fan, but I mean, when I saw Conor McGregor, I was like starstruck. Like, it's the first time I've ever been like speechless when I saw somebody. It was awesome.
Do you remember what you said to him at all?
I have no idea what I said to him. No clue.
All right, Parker, thanks for joining us here on Practice Chats.
Thanks for having me.
You can download and subscribe to Deep Blue on all podcast platforms or find all episodes on the BYU Radio app. Deep Blue is a production of BYU Radio.